I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We've been telling you throughout the show, you need to tune in at 8 o'clock for Drab T-Shirt's big hair restoration reveal. He's been away from the show for a few days.
By the way, Valdez, good music choice coming in.
Very good. I'm guessing from the musical hair, I'm assuming. I mean, I've never seen it, but it sounds like...
I've never been more excited to come back from break.
Yeah. Is that the one where they get naked?
I think they are naked in that. Yeah, it's correct.
All right, so do you want to give to people that are just tuning in that may not be aware what's going on
here?
All right, so
set it all up.
For if you guys have been listening for years, you always hear the guys, Joan on my hairline, how bald I went.
This guy. I'm a brother in arms.
Did we really break your balls?
I never break your balls, by the way.
I don't know that I did. But just in general. I mean, it's part of the Joanie. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's Valdez, King Joner on my hair.
All right.
Maybe that's why he's so excited for this. It's just been part of you know, my look, I guess. So I'm 42 years old. I started balding when I was 23, and it's just gotten further and further back. And over the last few years, we've talked many times. Oh, Drab, I've thrown that out there that I've been interested in hair restoration, a transplant. And it finally happened. I was always going to plan to do it myself, save the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam White, I got to give him props. My guy Sam came through.
He's also team bald, that's Sam.
Sam
very bald. Very bald.
Yeah. I told Dr. Burka called in, I don't know, 6 months ago. He listens to the show all the time.
Yeah.
Said he was interested in doing this. Sam got the deal done. And I had my procedure on Thursday.
And it's a big deal. Explain what they did.
Okay. So first off, you have to trust the process.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a process.
It's a process.
Drab hanky.
It's for me, I'm a two procedure guy. Mm-hmm. I had advanced hair loss.
Yeah.
So
most
people, not nearly as bald as me. There's people who may be in their 20s. They're just starting to go, starting to recede a little bit.
Sure, he's not thinning a little bit.
You were
there?
Down to the horseshoe.
I was getting very close to the horseshoe.
This is thick, luscious hair.
Yeah.
It's not thinning at all?
It's so thick.
Okay, all right.
Not falling out, not thinning.
He could be a candidate. I've seen a lot of photographs.
I feel like he's thinning a little bit up top.
No chance. I have great hair.
Okay.
It's just great.
Someone's in a bit of denial.
Right.
All right. So it is a trusted process. For me, I had 3,000 grafts taken from the back of my head, from the donor area, and put in on my front my hairline, basically, on the front. I'm a two procedure guy. The second time
I
go back,
you have like a hole in the back where there's no hair.
Well,
he'll show you the back.
Yeah, I'll show you my mid scalp and my crown. We didn't put any new hair back there.
Okay.
All right. So we are attacking that with non-surgical things because that's easier to grow with PRP or medicine.
That actually works. PRP will help people grow hair.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff we're doing. Laser
hair
helmet.
Fertilizer.
You're basically a hair expert now.
I'm getting there.
I put you in that category.
I'm getting there. So the front of my hairline is it's new.
Before the reveal, EB wasn't here on Thursday when you talked about it, but just to remind the listeners and some who maybe didn't hear it, You were at his office on Thursday from like 6:30 in the morning until 6 p.m.?
I was there from 5:45 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Wow. So 12 hours.
Now, here's the thing. He's pulling 3,000 hairs from the back of my head in the morning. Mm. Take a break, lunch.
What are you doing that whole time? You just sitting there pondering
You know what
life?
I did? I fainted.
You did?
I fainted on the table.
Why?
I'm a big
nervous.
Idiot.
Probably no, very nervous.
No. You saw a big needle?
Halfway through, that was the worst part. The worst part of the day is the shots. I had 20 shots into the back of my head.
And they all hurt?
Was that to numb it?
That's the local anesthesia.
Yeah, that's local.
We talked about that on Wednesday before I left.
By far the worst part.
I was like, how are they going to numb your head? That requires a needle.
Yeah. So that's why I fainted right before lunch. They kind of sat me up. I'd been laying on my face for a couple hours. A lot of blood loss.
Dehydrated.
Ate a tiny protein bar at 4 o'clock in the morning. Stood up.
Boom.
Boom. Down. The room starts spinning. He's drawing my hair. He's literally drawing the hairline on my head. And I can't, like, it's like a foreign language he's speaking.
Right.
And the room starts
spinning. Did you say, hey, dude, I'm going to pass out?
Let me tell you, I got a new favorite candy. They start stuffing candy in my mouth. I got a brand new.
Oh, what's your go-to?
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, so good.
Best candy of my life.
So delicious.
At that point.
Brought back to life.
Fainted again.
Why? Why? You're flatlining.
I don't know. I was just, dude, I was
Have
so
they
out of
seen
it.
That before?
Oh, he says it happens all the time.
Okay.
Why?
People
because
are freaked
of all
out.
The shots in the head?
You're laying down, blood loss, stress, all those different things. And I didn't eat. Big dummy. He told me to eat. I didn't eat very much.
Oh, he did.
I ate very little. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was fine. Yeah, I was 2 minutes later. I was fine.
Yeah.
My head.
So then Friday. So take us through it. So Thursday, you have the surgery. It lasts all day. You told us that you couldn't lay down completely. That you had to have your head propped up. Knowing you and how important this is to you, I'm sure you made sure your head was propped up.
Didn't sleep very well.
Would
you Friday sleep in a morning, chair or something?
I had like 100 pillows on the bed. Basically, sat at a 90-degree angle.
Terrible.
Got to know how to offer like 15 minutes at a time.
Friday morning, did you stare at the pillows to see if any hair fell out?
Inspected it hardcore.
So then Saturday, take us through the weekend, 3-day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. When do you finally get back with your kids? Get back with your kids?
I felt good on Saturday after I went back to his office and he met me there and washed my hair. The doctor washed my hair.
Oh, it has to be so delicate, right?
He was very delicate. We went over all the instructions, how to wash your hair and things like that.
And he say it looks good? Or
I wouldn't say I was out of the woods on Saturday, but that was...
What do you mean out of the woods?
Well, the first 48 hours is really... Like where those they can fall out. You got to be super careful.
How deep do they go in?
Not that deep, but I think he punched 3,000 holes in my head.
Oh,
so they
place
them in there. Your body's got to like seal it back together.
Mm.
All right.
So
then Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then your eyes are a little bit different.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of swelling on. I sent him photos. I don't know if he's going to show it here. I sent him photos of my face on Sunday. It was pretty swollen.
Okay. Looks like you were in a boxing match, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. The bridge of my nose was swelling out into my eyeballs.
How was your wife as a nurse, by the way? Did she nurse you? Yeah, no, well, nothing.
Nothing. Not her expertise.
No, yeah.
It's not.
She's got to deal with the 4-year-old twins.
You were basically Thank God on your own. I'm, I could excel on
that
naked
would have
and
been...
afraid.
I
know how to survive.
He's the third seed in that house.
Yeah.
The fourth seed, really.
Yeah, definitely fourth seed.
Right.
What's the success of a transplant? Is it 100% pretty much, or do some people just not grow?
No, there's definitely a difference. This is why I'll tell you this. I remember sitting there probably after I fainted, and I remember saying to myself, thank God I'm not in Turkey.
Yeah.
Because, first off, you don't know what you're getting into over there. I've been fantasized by it before, but you're going over there, you don't know the doctor.
Turkey.
They're not as good as American doctors, right?
Don't trust their
medicine.
They're
not going to hold your hand through it.
I've been texting my doctor nonstop for the past 5 days. I have a great, you just can't get that going to another country. And plus, if something goes wrong, when you get back, how are you going to talk to the doctor?
You can't. You have to go to Turkey.
It's a nightmare situation.
Yeah.
So I'm super glad that I did it here. I have a great relationship with the doctor, and they're better. So, things can go wrong.
Yeah, there's you see all the liquid.
It looked like you were in a boxing match.
That looks bizarre.
I mean, no wonder you were sequestered like the Elephant Man over the weekend inside your house.
Are you supposed to massage that out, or is that just drain naturally?
I guess, I don't know. Drain naturally now. It's probably down in my neck somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's moving down.
It's just making its way through your body.
I mean, you had 20 shots.
No, I get it. All right, you're sized to take off the hat.
All right, hold up.
Hold on. Let's get it. This is
about to have the big reveal.
This is a long timpani.
Is this going to be startling?
Is this going to be startling?
No.
Right.
Shouldn't we wait till 8:20?
You want to go to commercial?
No, because we got to react to it.
Okay.
All right, here he goes. He's taking off the hat. Let's see what's going on.
Are we going to be blown away?
Here's the great reveal.
You're going to have questions. I'll be able to answer to the best of my ability.
Okay. Well, we know it takes 6 to 12 months. We know that.
All right. Go ahead. Let me see.
All right, here, the hat is coming off from the back. Oh, look at that.
You definitely have hair.
Right.
You got hair there.
Why Valdez laughing?
Because that's just the way he is.
He's uncomfortable.
Can you,
you got
can
hair.
You,
I mean,
can
you do it? Why didn't he bring it down a little lower? You got a big-ass forehead.
Oh, like you said, it has to look natural.
But he said the back they're going
to do. That's the first thing my wife said.
Yeah.
It's going to look natural, okay? Yeah. Anytime you look at these transplants, the first thing you think is, wow, that's high up on the head.
Yeah.
I asked him, he asked me first off, do you want it a little lower or do you want it more packed in?
Right.
You can only do 3,000 at a time.
Yeah.
Right? So I said, pack it in. Yeah. All right? I don't want a bunch of thin hair like Sam had when he got it done 15 years ago.
Sam was catching hair shrapnel over
there. It looked terrible. So I said, it's okay to go a little higher. Yeah. You can always lower it later if you want on the second procedure. All right? So they do the strip here.
Put your head down. Put your head down.
Hey, why does he look like Jason Terry?
It will. Terry, the hoopster from Arizona back in the day.
Be careful. I'm being careful.
Yeah.
So you have the strip in the front, right? So that is packed in with 3,000 grafts. We're attacking the mid scalp and the crown with all the non-surgical stuff for the next year, and then I'll get my second procedure.
And that's what they put it
in. Like a year and a half, I'm going to look bazillion.
You think you're going to be
second procedure along with the PRP and whatever you're talking about is for the mid and the crown.
Yes.
Do you already have a little more swagger, like right now?
I'm going to tell you something.
Be honest.
I'm going to tell you something. I went to the movies last night.
Yeah.
And I was just... There are so many bald guys out there. I'm like, what are they doing with their lives? Like, you could be well on your way to... When you bald, if you don't know, you don't know. So Bickle and you guys just don't, Cakes knows.
Yeah.
You lose your identity. You lose your confidence because a big part of who you are, you just see falling out every single day.
Yeah. You don't feel like you're dying.
You don't feel like you're dying. You just feel like less of a man.
You do.
You definitely feel less of a man. Valdez is in denial. He will realize this in a few years. Like,
right.
So he's balding a little later.
Why do people who do the surgery talk about it like it's military strategy? Like, we're attacking the metal. We got 3,000 troops. We're harvesting.
Well, okay. Hey,
you got to. There's
you
got to
be methodical with it.
We're
going to flank the forehead.
I think it looks pretty good, to be honest with you. I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think it looks
higher than I would anticipate.
It looks pretty seamless.
So you see the jagged parts at the front there?
Yeah.
So hair grows. Everything's drawn on and placed in there in 2D. When the hair grows out, it's going to be 3D. It's going to come down and look fuller. It's going to look natural.
Yeah, let me see the back of your head where they harvested from.
If you want to see...
You can't really tell.
If you want to see the reveal right now...
You can't really tell.
Yeah. Obviously, you can watch us on Monumental Sports.
Yeah.
But also, I just put up the video on our Instagram page. Give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. And again, this is stage one.
Yeah, this is just the beginning.
My curiosity is, in a year, when it all fills in, are you going to have, you said you used to spike your hair at one point, are you going to have long, like my hair is short, I keep it pretty short, but some
Could
people have it like are you going to look like what Tom Cruise looks like on the red carpet? He had like this really long flowing hair.
Definitely not.
You,
that's
you
impossible.
You can't grow it that long?
That's impossible. For as much hair loss as I had, I won't look like Tom Cruise.
Right.
So you have to temper your expectations a little bit. Well, but I will look good.
Why wouldn't it just grow
normal?
No.
Well, it just won't be as thick as Tom Cruise's.
Like when you get haircuts. You'll have to get haircuts.
Oh, yeah. The hairstylist won't be able to know that I got a transplant.
Right.
That's amazing.
In like 6 months.
That is pretty cool.
Once the, like,
Cakes is intrigued. I just saw the twinkle.
I might be too far gone.
I just saw the twinkle in his eye.
Why are you too far gone? Yours doesn't look any different than Drabby.
I mean, I'm...
We're all going to have silly hair.
I want to see the final product, but I'm encouraged by the first step.
Do you think they would accept Cakes?
Dr. Burka is butt size for Cakes.
Dr. Burka's a guy.
He talked about Jason to me the other day. not because you're balding, because you just had a procedure done, right? You said something. I wasn't here on Friday. Something about the scarring.
Yeah, with the
He was
skin
hyping
cancer,
up that he could take care of that scar, no problem.
Yeah.
Huh. Really?
Yep. If that's
well, my dermatologist should be able to take care of it. I mean, that's what they're in the business with.
You would think. Well, I mean, they could put hair over the top of it or cover.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let that play out. I'm gonna see how hopefully it progresses.
Put some cocoa butter on there.
So the swelling's gone down. It's a little bit of swelling still by your eyes, but way, way down from the picture that we saw. So, you know what? You came through it. Flying colors, I think, Drab.
Now, are you willing to go in there and faint a few times? Is it worth it?
I mean,
the faint
we'll
was
see.
No big deal.
Cakes will eat beforehand.
Yeah, I'll eat. Come on. Yeah. What's this guy doing?
I think I'm...
So you're leaning towards it now.
I don't know if I'm leaning towards it, but I'm...
You're officially intrigued.
Why are you intrigued? Because it just looks pretty good after just a couple days.
Yeah. I mean, like he's got a brand new hairline.
You actually have hair. I actually didn't think you would see any hair. Like, I just thought, you know, he put stuff in there, but we wouldn't really see anything.
Here's what's going to happen. The hair that's in there will most likely fall out.
Okay. And you got the seeds in there.
The seeds are in. The follicles in there. The hair that's in here will in the next month to 3 months will fall out, and then it will regrow again.
Right.
Most likely.
You're going to have to start buying shampoo again.
Well, you have a part eventually.
I have.
When's the last time you had a part in your hair?
Never.
Does your head still hurt?
Maybe when I was 8 years
Probably
old.
Probably like high school. Like your high, if we were to look at your high school graduation picture.
I think I had a buzz cut.
When do you think you're going to actually look decent?
Like, I mean, can I tell you? What's today's date?
Yeah.
Memorial
May 27th. No.
Memorial Day 2027, I'm going to look sexy.
So next year.
That's 2 years.
Yeah, but I'm getting another one. A year from now.
Again, it's a process. EEB, his hair, the wizards of hair. Yeah. It's a process. It's not happening overnight.
I will be finished.
You got to add to it.
You're tanking right now.
You got to get some Drab. You're tanking.
You guys can't retire. Yeah. Drab's hair is depending on it.
That's right.
We have to keep working to keep Drab's hair growing.
Yeah.
Right.
Just starting the rebuild. This is Alex R.
Yeah.
Right.
Back here's the Bub Igor Denim.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Give me a couple years. We'll
the 2026 picks coming in.
All right. If you're just listening and you're not able to watch on
seeing it on Monumental.
If you're not able to watch it on Monumental Sports, we have it on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio.
Tell us what you think. Put your head down, Soapy. I actually think it looks pretty good. Now, there's a lot of coverage still that needs to be behind you. Will they be able to almost fully cover that the next go around?
Top of the head.
Like, yeah.
The front strip, the back. It still looks like you have a bald spot in the middle.
I have a bald spot in the middle.
That's
right
where
after
part two.
Yeah,
but they'll pretty much cover that?
We're hitting that now with the non-surgical stuff.
Yeah, the front needed the reinforcements. Yeah. That's the hairline first is set. And foremost. Yeah.
And if you pay attention to this stuff, you'll see these bozos that go in there and they want to look like they're 18 years old again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It looks so fake. And they
Why?
Have Well, because they'll ask the doctor to put a hairline like down here, and it grows out, and it just looks ridiculous.
They look terrible.
You can always tell.
You had an age-appropriate
You have to have
hairline.
An age-appropriate hairline.
Right.
And once it grows out a little bit, it will look normal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's on his way back.
This
is about the most I've seen him without a hat in years.
Oh, yeah. By far. Not even close.
Like 10 straight minutes without a hat.
Is he going to wear a hat 24/7, or are you done with those?
Once it comes in, you're not going to wear a hat.
No, yeah.
Are you ditching a hat once you want to show off your hair? Like a chick with boobs.
Yeah, you definitely you show it off. Got to flaunt it.
Now, I'm going to wear it around here because people don't know.
Right.
PGC, what I'm doing.
Right.
It would be embarrassing.
What did the in-laws think? Didn't the in-laws take you or some reason?
If a couple people call it, want to hear from people. If you're seeing the feed on Monumental or on our social, what is your take, your early verdict? I think it looks pretty darn good.
I have to say.
And you were skeptical.
Impressive results so far.
I think it looks better than I anticipated.
Dr. Burke is killing it so far.
I'm just trying to envision what it's going to look like in 6 months.
I think it's
going to
look pretty normal once he gets it in. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get your reaction next. 800-636-1067. The big Drab hair transplant reveal is done. You've seen the results. Let us know what you think at 800-636-1067. We'll be.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be right back. So in case you missed it, Drab T-shirt with the big hair restoration reveal. He did that at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. He had the procedure done on Thursday. I believe he was in the chair for like 11 plus hours. Fainted twice. They revived him. They brought him back. They brought him back to life. And now he's got a brand new hairline. Just look at the results on Monumental Sports Network.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions, but one I was thinking about. How can they guarantee you, how can the doctor guarantee you that the color of the new follicles will match the color of the hair you already have?
From what he said the other day is that the hair that you pull out in the back will be the exact same color when they plant it up front. If you pull a gray hair out back, it's going to grow gray up front.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
That's why Valdez was desperate to throw in one of his pubes.
So it will look natural.
Yeah, hopefully that got weaved in there somehow.
Maybe round two.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. If you've seen the images either on social media or via Monumental, what is your take? I actually think he looks pretty darn good.
I now have it on our Twitter page at Junks Radio. Give us a follow on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, and on Facebook. Which is facebook.com/thejunks. We're donks. Everyone has a different address.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys? Awesome show, man. I want to say congratulations to Drab. Drab, I talked to you at the pickleball event. I had three hair transplants. So I've been there. Got any questions that you have, man, let me know. But has he talked to you about taking a prescription drug called Finasteride? That's really important to keep your hair.
Yeah. I'm on medicine. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about that during the break.
Yeah, good to hear from you, bud.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad, dude. That's imperative because it blocks the hormone that causes hair loss. So he is legit. I'm glad he talked to you about that. That's awesome. It looks great. I'm proud of you, man. And also, one last thing I want to let you know about.
You're in the family now.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
So one other thing. I don't know if he told you this or not, but this is really important. Wear a hat when you're in the sun, okay? At least the first year. Not a mesh hat either. Something, you know, full cotton or whatever, just to keep that area covered. The last thing you want to do is have a sunburn up there because that can ruin your grass, okay? Take that very seriously.
This guy knows. This guy's in hair loss streets.
That's why I'm not playing in the Purple Heart Open this year. I won't be at the pool a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Can't burn it.
Yeah. Understood. You got to take care of
it. Some of these people, what are you saying about the they get these transplants, right? And you got to be on medicine. And then they punt the medicine.
They stop taking the Propecia
or what I'm on.
And then it just falls out.
And then it falls out.
Do not, please. Look, I've been there and done it. I stopped it after my first hair transplant. I lost the majority. Do not stop taking it. Do not. It does work really well. One other thing I wanted to tell you. as well, is it's not just about blocking that DHT, which does cause the hair loss. Make sure your scalp, you can see, I think they call it a tracheologist. They really examine your scalp to make sure, this is going to sound crazy, but you have to make sure that you're using the right shampoos to keep your scalp nice and clean as well. There's a lot more than that goes into it rather than just get a hair transplant. You have to take care of it, dude. All right?
I got it. Hey, what was the after effects, like after you got your hair? Oh, he hung up. Damn it, I was asking him a question. I wanted to know how confident.
How it turned it out?
Yeah, just how confident he felt.
See,
how it changed his whole.
This is why you got to. This is why you got to do your research. You got to, you know, find the right doctor. Again, I'm super pumped to be working with Dr. Burka from the Maine Center for Advanced Hair Restoration in Chevy Chase. He's performed on a U.S. Senator. I think he did a Commanders player at one point. So nice. He's doing big silly. So he wasn't
impressed.
He wasn't impressed by drab T-shirt, other than the fact that he listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a great team there: Javier, Valerie, Sarah, all the techs there did a great job. So I'm super fired up. Got a long ways to go, but part one is done, and I'm going to be looking sexy.
So all you got to do now is just rest, protect it, you know, take the medicine.
Take the medicine, yep, and then, I read that, like, in a few days, it's no, like, that hair is, it's in there. Like, it's no longer transplanted hair, it's just, it's your hair, you're growing it.
There,
but it's going to fall out, and new ones will grow.
Yeah, don't judge me. I know everyone's going to be like, oh, in a month, oh, what happened to drab? It's going to fall out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to regrow. We can take a look in 10 months from now or so.
You have a lot of confidence. That's great.
When do you think it's going to look decent?
I told you.
You said in 27 you're going to look amazing.
But what about
but
a year from
like
now?
Like 6 months from now. Is it going to look kind of normal-ish?
When the Commanders clinch a playoff spot.
Okay.
Remind me. We'll take a look at my hair again.
So and, week 15.
Week 15. Going to be looking.
Yeah, late December.
You're going to see a lot of progress.
6 months from now, it's going to make
you're going to see a lot of progress. Yeah.
If you're watching Monumental, you can see the pictures of the procedure. It's just amazing how long he was there. Now, you went to lunch? You like left and went to lunch?
No. They brought lunch. I ate it in the break room.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that guy, like you said, he had three transplants. I'm guessing one of them, he went to a foreign country or whatever, and somebody botched it.
He also said he stopped doing the meds.
You got to do it right, so.
Right.
And you don't want to go through another transplant.
Well, I'm going. Yeah, I do want to go through one more.
Well, I'm saying you don't want it to fail.
I don't want a correction or anything like that. That's why you got to take care of it.
So but you said the PRP might help a lot.
PRP, I'm wearing a laser helmet. I'll bring the laser helmet in tomorrow. I wear a laser helmet every night.
Perfect. What does it do? Like red light therapy type thing?
Yeah.
How long do you have to use that? Not the rest of your life.
No. A couple months. Fire up the PlayStation.
What does it do? It just promotes.
It's like a heating lamp.
It's over my head. I don't know what the laser is.
Literally over his head.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. All right. Well, hey, congrats, buddy.
Yeah, congrats. I mean, it's funny how people call and say, I'm proud of you. Yeah,
you know what? I wanted to comment on that.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I have this overwhelming sense of pride and joy for him.
You do?
Yeah. I think so. And I think a lot of people share that. I mean, he obviously was not happy with how he looked. And seeing his hair fall out for years and years and years, and he did something about it. Well, no, there's something prideful in that.
And Valdez has been my hype man throughout this process, so I do appreciate that. Now, look, it's no secret. Like, I'm working with Dr. Burka in Maine Center. I'm getting a hook job. But a big part of this for me that I'm proud of is that I do want to normalize it so people aren't embarrassed by it. Everyone's embarrassed by it, right?
Oh, There's definitely stigma attached to it.
Of course.
Yeah, people going
to get a transplant?
People go into hiding after it, and then all of a sudden they bust out of the door with hair.
Mm-hmm. Nothing would make me happier than if guys everywhere were getting transplants, and it was just as common as women getting Botox or something. Like, they don't care about that anymore. They share that.
Yeah, let's normalize things.
Let's normalize it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like boobs.
100%, yeah.
You get a boob job, you don't cover up.
So, boobs, Sydney Sweeney had 2024. Drab's going to make hair sexy. 2025.
There we go. I love it.
Excellent. Congrats, buddy. I think it looks pretty darn good. I actually was shocked that you could see that much hair.
That's cool.
Yeah. Looks good. He obviously knows what he's doing, too. That's painstaking, too. That's basically...
The back of my head feels like it was pulverized by a
pulverizer. Right,
it does. So you have to take Advil for that?
I'm on a little Tylenol, yeah.
Yeah.
They give you anything stronger than that?
I declined.
Oh, you gotta ship it.
No, I shipped it in the trash can.
Yeah, oh, a derelict over here.
You gotta ship that.
Dude, he's pretty good though. He just hand put it all back in. You know, yep. it's, it almost looks like a sewing machine. It looks so, you know what I mean? Orderly.
It's very precision.
Yeah. Dude, he's going to get a lot of business.
Let's hope so.
Most people are very complimentary on social media, which is
usually that's an upset. Yeah, that is an upset.
We had a caller, Kevin in Frederick. I don't know why he dropped off, but he's saying he has an appointment with the doctor.
With this one? Because of Drabby?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Yeah. Instant results.
I was on the table and I heard the
receptionist
say, that's another one.
Oh, that's another.
We got another call.
Bags, another one. Excellent.
See? Excellent. All right, congratulations, Drabby. Nice work.
DJ Khaled, right over there. Another one.
Just out of curiosity, what does this procedure for the normal person cost? Or I don't even know if you want to say it on air.
I don't know if I should say that.
Okay, right? Just tell me off air.
But I'll say this. Even a nubber like Drab could get it done. Right?
They can finance and stuff.
You can figure it out, and it's not like you're buying a Ferrari or something that. You can easily get this done. I don't know if I should say that.
It's not crazy.
Absolutely not.
There's also, Drab was saying, there's different types of, like, there's 100%. Different levels. Like, some people just want, like, a touch-up.
Right.
Other people, like, Cakes need, like, the full treatment.
Depends on how many grafts you get.
Need the big one.
I think Cakes he's a prime candidate.
Yeah, but he's got a lot. I think he would have a lot to work with a neck beard.
Certainly. just straight from the Holpe beard.
Yeah.
Just hook it. Do what you got to do.
I think Cakes is a big time candidate.
I'd love to see it.
I'm certainly intrigued.
Again, the videos. Follow us on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. We've got the videos, got some pictures. And I guess Drab now is going to be able to put the pictures up.
Yeah. I was saving it for today.
All right. Nice job,
radio
buddy.
First. Well done. Got a new man. Drab t-shirt again. You can go to @SportsJunkiesRadio on Instagram if you missed the big reveal.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On air. I'm going to guess the answer to this question is no from around the room. Did any of you guys go swimming Memorial Day weekend? Pools are open. I mean, I walked by the pool at Norbeck and
of course
it was jam-packed. Yeah. And it was like, when I walked by, it was like 68 degrees.
Yeah. Depending on the day, I think on Saturday, if you went to the pool, very cold unless you have a heated pool.
Yeah.
Sunday was better.
Yeah. It's a little warmer, but I've got to imagine that pool temperature is frigid.
But all those families were probably looking forward to it, getting out.
I'm sure they were.
I'm enjoying the stage where I can just go to the pool and let my kid go play with her friends and go in. So she went in.
Yeah.
I did not.
Right. You watch from the side.
I know in Pittsburgh, I was in Pittsburgh all weekend. It was like yesterday in particular, it would set on my phone like a great UV day or whatever. Yeah. The girls are all excited. Was it that way yesterday? Was yesterday just awesome?
Yesterday was an amazing day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like mid to low 70s.
Not too windy.
Humid at all. It was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice.
I had a huge botch though on Sunday. Yeah. Sunday was really nice. So I got invited to play golf. I played golf. I didn't bring sunblock. At the turn they had in the bathroom sunblock.
Yeah.
But I don't look it so bad. I was definitely tomato faced on Monday.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's 2 hours.
Dumb, I know.
It's not.
Had a procedure.
Someone like you doesn't have to worry about it like I do because I'm fair skinned. But still, you got to take care of your skin.
Yeah, 95.
Every two hours.
I would say 95% of the time, and I do it more than that. Yeah. Like if I have my bottle of sunblock, I usually have the spray kind.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spray my face. I just close my eyes. I do it probably every 3 or 4 holes.
You know what That's I smart. Do now? I wear the sleeves when I'm out there playing golf just to protect your arms.
But I slept on it for the first 9.
Yeah.
And luckily, the turn in the bathroom, they had some.
You know, my dermatologist told me start wearing a bucket hat when you're out in the sun now.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to start wearing this. My buddy Peter, thanks Pete, that he got me a bucket hat from his golf course, his club.
Silly.
And I'm going to have to wear
it's
that.
It's a smart titleless move. Bucket hat.
It's a smart move.
It's not titleless. Like, it's from the club.
I feel like the big bucket hat, that's a real, like, entryway drug to being like old.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I see those.
I'm going to look like Joel Damon out on the course.
I think old. Because I bought a bucket hat a few years ago down in Kiowa. I've never worn it because whenever I put it on, I'm like.
I had like a man.
But you know what? I am old.
I know. But I feel like that's like next level.
Well,
old.
I'll tell you this. You know after what I mean? Going through what I did.
Oh, yeah. It's a smart move.
By the way, 1 in 5 people get skin cancer.
Right.
All right. So it's prominent.
Mm-hmm.
But after going through this, I don't want to go through this again.
I understand.
And I probably will have to.
Yeah.
But this was no joke.
Sure. I like my wizard's bucket hat. You guys all slept on it.
Yeah.
Made fun of me when I was wearing that bucket hat that day. I used to have
the Maryland one back in college. Yeah. I liked it. I wore it.
Stumper used to always wear an Orioles one, I remember.
Yeah.
I might have to wear that. I never wear hats to
break
work,
it out.
I'm going to.
Represent the Wizards, maybe on draft day.
Draft day in June. It's not that far off.
When they draft the Ruski.
we'll see who that is.
But the days of me sitting out at the pool all day, those are long gone.
Oh, yeah.
The only time I'm ever going to be in the sun for long periods of time is be on the golf course.
Right.
Yeah. Get those sleeves. You could get them for cheap.
I'm
going to
get the sleeves. I will. Yeah.
I got a bunch of them off Amazon. They're like $2 a pair or something.
I'm going to wear those 100%.
Yeah.
But my face is what's my ears, my nose, obviously my face.
One thing I'm glad is that when we go to the beach, I always am under a tent or an umbrella. Always.
Oh, but going back to Texas question.
Yeah, but you know what? It only takes like 20 minutes for the sun to start burning your skin.
Yeah, for sure.
So just walking to the beach, depending on how far it is, that could get you.
Going back to your question, though, about swimming.
Yeah.
I was told by my orthopedist to alter my life activities and stop running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because my knees are basically bone on bone.
They finally told you to stop running.
Yeah. He said, it's time to alter your life activities.
Right.
Code for you old.
And so the things which people recommend
you be old.
In terms of cardio are either cycling.
Yep.
Don't own a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Get one.
Or
it's silly.
Swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my problem is twofold.
Boring.
Mediocre swimmer at best. I mean, I can.
Doesn't matter.
I can get across.
You don't have to be Michael Phelps.
And then. Yeah, boring.
Tedium.
I feel like if I swim for 20 minutes, just laps, it feels like I've been doing it for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And what's 20 minutes of swimming doing? Burning 20 calories?
No, more than that. Way more than that.
No, it's not even close to running.
No, but it's super healthy for you. It's super healthy.
Yeah, it's better for your joints and all that stuff. But my point is, I think you need to put in like an hour of laps.
I think that's true of also like biking. You have to put more biking in time than running,
mm-hmm.
but it's great for your joints. I think you would like biking. I don't know. Just don't be one of those guys that's in the Lance Armstrong outfit, you know.
Like, well, there's
all over the
roads.
Yeah.
Just use the path.
I'm not that
like
guy.
Like normal people.
Even when it came to running, Farley used to give me a hard time because, I mean, this is 15, 20 years ago, but when I first did the Marine Corps Marathon and I was running a lot, I would run in my, you know, and one basketball shorts.
Oh,
he was like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
He can't.
It's like, I'm not wearing those stupid little skivvies you're wearing.
All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Tony in Manassas. Tony, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, and what a great little segment there on skin cancer. I've had three different bouts with it. Used to live in the Caribbean as part of my job, believe mm-hmm. it or not. But what happens is this is what my the people at the dermatologist have told me. The number one thing is people use you know the sunscreen. But it's expired because
yeah.
they use it year after year after
right.
year,
right.
and it's a false positive. You think you're taking care of yourself, and you're actually grilling yourself.
Correct.
So that's it, man. You guys do a great job, and I listen every morning.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you know what? That's one thing I didn't ask the dermatologist. I'm going to ask. I have to get the stitches out tomorrow, and I will ask her, how long should I actually own a bottle of sunscreen? Does it expire after 6 months,
maybe
a year?
Just get a new one every year.
Usually has it printed on it when it expires.
Yeah, and I don't know what to I don't know what to believe on that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask her, and mm-hmm. hopefully, because I guarantee you, I've got multiple bottles of sunscreen at the house
a new one, like,
that have expired.
Every spring and summer, like buy a couple. And then
should be good for a year, right?
Yeah.
We mentioned it, though, last week. There was a study that says 75% of sunblocks don't even work. Who knows?
Yeah.
I just trust copper tone or whatever.
I definitely have an old tube in my golf bag that I always use. But it's definitely
and look, some
definitely expired.
Dermatology dermatologists are probably in bed with certain sunblock companies, so she'll probably tell me whatever one that she endorses. But, you know, I need one that's not going to expire after freaking 6 months.
Okay. I just make sure that it has
a
5
every year
and a 0 to start or higher. I don't mess around. I'm not like our boy Stumper. Stumper
put baby oil on.
Oh yeah, when he came to Puerto Rico one summer with our family, he was first of all he would hike up his pants like so, you know, his swim trunks.
Yeah,
and then he was using baby oil or nothing.
He'd come back and look
he
like
turned purple,
like an eggplant.
Yes,
he looked like my brother's Bozak when his procedure went bad. Yeah, it's true.
Valdez, you all good on that front at this point? That reminds me of your...
Yeah. My scrotum's good now.
Everything's good.
I have seen, by the way, I've seen a lot of vitiligo commercials lately. I don't know the name of the drug.
Vitiligo's hot.
Yeah, but I think it's during the basketball games or something. I've seen a couple of vitiligo.
Says
you can get your pigment back.
You can?
Yes. Drab's trying to normalize hair restoration. I've got to normalize vitiligo.
All right, why don't you come in here and have your big reveal?
It wouldn't be that big of a reveal.
Medium reveal.
So, hold on. Is that true they could get their pigment back? That's huge for people.
It's great.
Are you aware of that?
No. Is it like one of those ad things that you see all the time on Instagram, JP?
Or is it like a real...
Well, just because it's on TV doesn't mean it's real.
Yeah, no, but it's like a drug, like Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right.
Silly. Do I got to rub the ointment in, or is it a pill?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rubbing the ointment in could be fun.
Yeah, I might enjoy that.
I just know I saw the commercial a few times.
Gets the hose again.
Right.
Said that they could reverse vitiligo.
Well, we're just hooking everybody today. We're hooking people with
so
hair
many,
restoration,
so many hair tips and,
with skin issues.
Just looking out for your health.
Vitiligo.
Well-being.
We're the health junkies.
Well, we are.
All of that.
And don't drink soda.
And soda's terrible for you.
Love soda. Love it so much.
I'm the only one here, I guess, that feels... It feels terrible every time I drink a soda.
I've only had one today. I'm looking forward to my next one already.
How many do you average a day still today?
I've cut down on my soda intake. Probably
three to five?
Two a day.
Two? That's way better than it used to be.
One on the way into work is a certainty. And then probably one later in the day. That's about it.
All right, let's go to Pete. I want to go to Pete. You got it.
Valdez, there's one FDA-approved drug to fix vitiligo.
Hey, Pete, what's up, buddy?
Peter.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Just listen, Drab just changed his life. Like, you don't realize. I did this in 2020. And
how did your life change? Tell me.
I mean, better job. I mean, I've probably doubled my income since
and you don't think that would have happened had you continued your baldness?
Well, absolutely not. It's the rock, the rock to your self esteem that it does is unbelievable.
I mean, tell Drabby was pumped this morning.
Yeah,
What do you do for a living?
I don't really want to get into that. I'm in finance.
Okay, finance.
Is there like a sales element to it? Is that why you think you did better?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Very relationship driven. You're client facing all the time.
So you just feel like a big silly now when you're doing all that.
Best sales guy here is the bald guy that hooked up this deal.
True.
But like I get compliments constantly on how good my hair is.
Are you married? Were you married before?
I was single before, still single, but upgraded.
Okay. You upgraded, so you feel like you're getting higher caliber.
Yeah,
chick
he can fish in a different pond.
I don't feel like it. I know it.
Really?
How old were you when you had the transplant?
37.
So when the bald guys try and say, "Oh, women don't care," you're countering it, saying, "Well, they actually do."
100% care. And just even stupid little things like, you know, the amount of energy that you devote to it during your life of like, you know, you take a girl home or something and you're trying to like, you're in bed, you're like constantly trying to like angle away from it so that they can't see. For me, it was like the crown of my head kind of a thing. It's just the relief that you get in your life is it's unbelievable.
All right. There you go.
Life-changing.
Another testament.
Very good.
I know one thing.
Good things to come for Drab T-shirt.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
I'll bet any amount of money that Drab won't double his salary here.
All right. When we come back, we will get into EB's entertainment page. He'll tell us how much cash Mission Impossible made over the weekend and more. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.